good people, and I like it.
I love that.
It's time now for Gospel and Scripture with Brother Len on Golden Guide.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart, thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
From the people of God, welcome to this program, Golden Guide. The scripture says, there is a way which seem right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death or destruction. From Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. So therefore, we need the Golden Guide.
Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, magandang umaga naman sa ating lahat. Nandito na naman ang ating palatuntunang ginintuang gabay sa English Golden Guide. At sa aking dayalik na si Buano Bulawanong Gia. Mga kaibigan, salamat Panginoong Diyos, no? Pinag-ingatan tayo sa ating buong may kapal dito sa New Zealand, pati ang ating mga mahal sa buhay doon sa Pilipinas o kahit saan sulok ng mundo. Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos. Good morning, Brother Zach and Brother Angus.
Good morning.
And before we proceed, I ask Brother Angus to lead us in a word of prayer for our opening prayer.
Thank you very much. Our dear listeners, this morning we come to God in Jesus' name, and we thank you for this wonderful program, Golden Guide. Lord, may you anoint and use us to speak a word of encouragement. Mm. And may we, Lord, honor you in all that we think, do, and say. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 You know already. So, sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, no, happy birthday sa inyong lahat, belated, advance. Kapag nagdiwang ka ngayon, happy birthday sa iyo, kapatid, sa lahat. Sa inyo itong lahat, happy birthday aking mahal kay Ma'am Gloria Bilin pa rin, mga kaibigan. Ito na.
Then.
This song is from Milbert's Hard to Find Music Library.
Umabati ako sa'yo. Oh, sa'yo.
Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos, mga kaibigan, at isunod natin ang ating gospel song, mga kaibigan, ang Jesus Blessed are Blessed are those who have never seen but they believe. Yes, by Sir Carol Robertson. Maganda ito, mga kaibigan. Pakinggan natin. Ito na.
Believe until he saw the Lord, until he saw the nail prints in his hands where he was crucified before. Then while the doors were closed, Jesus stood in the midst and said, "Peace be unto you." You believe because you see, but now I tell you of the truth. Blessed are those who've never seen, and yet they believe in me. Blessed are those who've never seen, and yet they follow me. Tell everyone you know, tell everyone you see. Blessed are those who've never seen, and yet they believe. Wasn't there when Jesus walked across the hills of Galilee, but I felt the wonder of his love the moment that I believed. And I wasn't there when Jesus spoke to the storm and said, "Peace be still." But I felt his power in my soul, and now I know he's real. Blessed are those who've never seen, and yet they believe in me. Those who've never seen, and yet they follow me. Tell
never seen, and yet they follow me. Tell everyone you know, tell everyone you see, blessed are those who've never seen, and yet they believe in me. Blessed are those who've never seen, and yet they believe in me.
Thanks be to God. No, we have finished to playing the song. Blessed are those who have never seen, but yet they believe in me, on me, or in me. Well, what's the preposition we use? In me, on me. It depends.
Yeah.
So, mga kaibigan, brother, we are going to listen the message. So, Brother Zach, you can start.
Good one.
Okay.
So, the last time we talked about trust, and we used Proverbs 3 and verse 5. And it said, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. And we used verse 6 too, in all your ways, in everything you do, acknowledge Him. And He will make your path straight.
Amen.
Which is such a, it's a wonderful passage.
Amen.
And it encourages you to trust Him. And you, and the question is, well, what's, how do I trust? You know, what is it about? And today we're going to look at a different aspect of it. First of all, it's what is understanding. And because that's what we need also. And that's a second part of it. Do not lean on your own understanding. And so within that, we want to look at the character of God this time.
Amen.
What's God like? And just as a stepping stone to that, we want to look at Mark chapter 4. And I'll probably want to go to verse 21 to 24. And so I'll just read that. And this is in the New Living Version, and it's a phrase by phrase version, which makes it nice to read. It's good to listen to. Here it is, Mark 4:21, and then Jesus asked him, "Would anyone light a lamp and then put it under a basket or under a bed? Of course not. A lamp is placed on a stand where its light will shine." And you say, what are we talking about lights? He's talking about understanding. Will anyone talk about a truth and not make it public? Because what we want the understanding, we want the insight.
Amen.
And the classic example of this issue, in the Māori Bible, when it talked about, and God made the light, He called it marama. Marama. What's this marama? We use it when we're learning. We say, marama, do you understand? Marama is understanding. And that's what real, that's the light of God, is understanding. Okay?
Amen.
A lamp is placed on a stand where the light will shine. So God wants your light to shine. That's your challenge.
Amen.
So verse 22, for everything that is hidden will eventually be brought into the open. And every secret will be brought out to the light, to the place of understanding. So it makes more sense when it's about understanding. So verse 23, anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. And the classic comparison of that is in Deuteronomy chapter 11 and verse 26, 7 and 8. And basically it says, if you listen, you will be blessed. But if you do not listen, you will be cursed. And it's not God is cursing you, but if you don't know, if you don't understand, it's like a curse to you. Okay? Yes. So verse 24.
Amen.
Then he added, pay close attention to what you hear. Be careful what you listen to.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
The closer you listen, the more understanding you will be given. So be smart about it.
Amen.
Listen carefully. Listen so that you will understand.
Amen.
Okay, and this is the last bit, which is so wonderful. And you will receive even more.
Amen.
As you honor God, you'll be blessed. But the more you honor God, the more you will be blessed.
Amen.
Yeah.
God honors those who honors him. That's the truth of it. Okay?
Amen.
So now let's get to the next point. Okay. So what is the base of trust? That's the real question.
Mm.
What is the base of it?
Mm.
What's
Amen.
The foundation?
Amen.
And you say, well, can we look at 2 Timothy 2 verse 13? 2 Timothy 2 verse 13. And maybe we could start with Tagalog.
Our Tagalog is not yet available,
okay.
So
wanna,
I am...
2 Timothy 2:13, Angus?
It's okay, it's good English first.
Yes. And then you can fire it up, yes.
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13.
Yeah.
If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself.
Okay, so this is the character of God. This is the one we want to trust.
Amen.
So even when I fail him, he is still faithful.
Oh,
amazing. Man. Awesome. What a friend. What a supporter. What an encourager. You know what the Bible says about Jesus? He is sitting in heavenly places. Do you know what he's doing? He's interceding for you and me.
Amen.
I think I trust that guy. You know? Okay. So the next verse. Philippians 1:6. Oh, we didn't do it Tagalog.
Oh, okay. I will read it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because my apps in Tagalog, a Tagalog version is not available, so I am I have my own dialect, Cebuano.
Yes.
So in the benefit of my fellow Cebuano. So sikan ika dohang Timoteo sa uluhan 2:13 kung galing kita dili man kasaligan, siya magapabilin nga kasaligan kay siya dili man makapanghimakak sa iyang koglingon. So he is still faithful if we are not faithful.
Yeah.
Because that is one of the character of God.
Yeah.
He is absolutely faithful.
It, which is so amazing.
Yes.
What a God we serve. Who is even when I fail him, even when I fail him,
he is still faithful to us.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now the next one.
Yep.
Philippians 1:6.
Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Isn't that interesting?
Amen.
Amen. So in my dialect.
Okay.
Apilipos ulohan ono tuling sais, uga kumasaligun nga siya nagsunod ugmayong buhat diha kaninyo magapadayon sa pagbuhat aron kini mahingpit unya sa adlaw sa atong kinoong Hesukristo. Thanks be to God.
Amen.
Okay. Here's another slightly different version. And I'm certain that God who began the good work in you will continue his work until it is finished.
Amen.
On the day when Christ Jesus returns.
Amen.
You know, one of the names of God. Could we have a look at and this is part of his character again. Revelation 22 and verse 13.
So it's good English first and then my dialect Cebuano.
Yeah. Yeah.
22.
22.
Yeah.
Revelation 22. Verse 13.
Yeah.
I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end.
Yeah.
The first and the last.
In Cebuano, sa pinadayaguluhan 22, tudling 13, ako mo ang Alpha, ogang Omega, ang hauna ug naulahi, ang sinugdan ug ang katapusan. Okay, Brother Sa?
Right. So he's at the beginning and at the end. And you know, the scripture says that what he starts in you, he will complete. We just read that too.
Amen.
So God is always there. He was before you started, and he'll be at your end. Amazing. This is the God that we serve,
man.
But this is the God we want to trust.
Amen.
Because trusting him opens up new doors to you.
Amen.
So there's your challenge. Are you willing to really trust him with everything? So in a sense, we, you know, last time we talked about this, we said it's surrendering. God, I give up on my stuff, and I let you lead. I let you lead.
Amen.
And there's my challenge.
Amen.
He's the Alpha and the Omega. And in the Old Testament, the words are Aleph Tau.
Right.
Aleph is the first letter, which actually symbolizes God. And the Tau or Tav is the last letter. And, you know, when Moses was writing it, he actually wrote it like a cross. That was a symbol, which is a beautiful place. So God starts with being very present, and he finishes with the cross, of course. It's not surprising. That's his nature, isn't it?
Yeah.
To give, he gave all of himself. He gave his son so that I could live.
Mm.
Amazing, eh? This is the one we trust. And that's the key word, isn't it? Trust. Okay? Can we look at the next one now? Malachi, chapter 3 and verse 6. The last book in the Old Testament.
Yes. Verse 6?
Yes, verse 6.
Okay. It's good English first.
Oh, we could
take other first.
Si bueno. Okay. Sa Malakias, uluhan tres tuling sais, kayang Ginoo. Walay pagkabalhin busa kamo o mga anak ni Jacob o Israel, wala mga utot. Amen. He is not unchangeable.
Yeah.
For I am the Lord. I do not change. Therefore you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob.
Amen.
Now, there's God stamps his presence in everything. Doesn't matter where you go in the Word of God, he stamps his presence.
Amen.
And in the New Testament, he has a range of names. And, of course, the beginning and the end is one.
Yes.
Alpha and Omega.
Mm.
So in the Old Testament, the same is true, that there's an Aleph Tau or Tav set in many of the passages, and so Genesis 1:1 has the same thing in the Hebrew, and if you want to dig into it, you'll find it. And in fact, I took a photograph of my Genesis 1:1, where I've got the English on top and the Hebrew following, and so we get Bereshit Bara Elohim, and then this next one is like a stepping stone to the next word, the next word, and it's an Aleph Tau, and so Bereshit was in the beginning. Bara was created, and then it's in different order to English, and then Elohim, which is this God, El, Aleph, Lamed, is the strong shepherd who raised his hands over the waters. That's what he did.
Amen.
And he changed the world.
Right.
Because that's what he does. He changes worlds. He changes you and me if we let him. But only if we let him, eh? Yeah. He's a perfect gentleman. And it only happens when we let him. And so in the Old Testament, it was Aleph Tau,
right,
the beginning and the end. In the New Testament, it was Alpha, Omega,
and Omega,
the beginning,
yes,
and the end. The Omega. Same God, always faithful,
amen,
always true, to
amen
be trusted.
Amen.
To
amen
be trusted. Hey.
Okay. Brother Angus, Brother Zach, I would like to insert this verse from Jeremiah, from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse 5, and jump to 7. So I would like Brother Angus to read in English.
Yep.
I will read it in my dialect, Cebuano, because the Tagalog is still not available. 17:5, and then
thus,
jump to 7.
7, okay. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord, for he shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in a salt land which is not inhabited. Verse 7.
7.
Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord.
Amen. So let me to read in my dialect. Mao kini ang gingon sa Ginoo, tinunglo katong tao nga magasalig sa tao ug nagahimo sa unod nga mao'y iyang bukton ug kansang kasing-kasing mibiya gikan sa Ginoo. Verse 7. Bulahan ang tao nga nagasalig sa Ginoo ug kansang pagsalig mao diha sa Ginoo.
Okay,
okay. Brother Zach.
Okay, here's the last verse in that in the New Living Version.
Yep.
And it says, blessed are those who trust the Lord.
Amen.
This is the word we're working on, eh?
That's right.
And it's his character that we're trusting.
Amen.
We can trust what he does, too.
So there is no reservation.
No.
Fully and absolutely, we trust the God whom we believe, the one who created this heaven and earth.
Okay. And the last little bit. And have made the Lord their hope and confidence.
Amen.
So my challenge is to be confident in him and boast in him.
Amen.
And I can do that because he is faithful.
Hallelujah.
He's there at the beginning and at the end.
Amen.
He's there in everything. And I can be confident in that. Eh?
Even we are failed, even sometimes we are not faithful, but the God whom we believe still, he is faithful forever.
I wonder if we can just pray now, just in relation to that, so that you can have a sense of what God is up to and that he will be that person for you.
Amen. Can Father, we just take the word that we've received this morning about trust in the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Teach us to trust.
Yeah.
Maybe walk in the truth.
Yeah.
And may the light of that revelation that Zach has shared this morning, may it actually live in us.
Yeah.
May it actually abide in us.
Yeah.
May it actually take root in us.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah. Amen. We agree.
Amen.
We agree. That light is Jesus.
Amen.
It's his wisdom, his understanding. He's awesome, isn't he?
Oh, very nice. So we have
1 minute.
Thank you, Brother Zach.
The
good inputs and very inspiring for our listeners. Thank you so much the message that you have shared this morning as Brother Angus. So, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, salamat Panginoong Diyos. Sana na-bless tayo. Kailangan tayong maniniwala at magtiwala sa ating Panginoong Diyos.
Amen.
Ang Panginoong Diyos ay karapat dapat sa ating pagtiwala, because he is still faithful, even sometimes we are failed, become unfaithful, but he is still forever faithful.
Amen.
So one of his sinning